Settle down, please. Settle down. Emanations of the id to the back of the room. Apparitions from the unconscious and preconscious in the gallery. Pre-Christian survivals, fertility symbols, nightmares and ghouls in the pews to the right. Death signs, storm warnings to the left. Oedipal fantasies in the front row, please. And I'll thank you, Poltergeist, to keep a firm hand on your impulses during the lecture.
Writing in Three Dimensions, Angela Carter's Love Affair with Radio. The cast.
Carmen Khalil, I was a friend of Angie's from the early 70s, but I was also her publisher at Virago and at Chatto & Windus.
I'm Rena Warner, and I'm a writer. And I first met Angela when she came into the offices of Vogue, where I was working.
This is Anna Clapp. I'm the theatre critic of The Observer and a writer. I first met Angela when I was helping to set up the London Review of Books in 1979.
Christopher Frayling, I'm a writer and critic and broadcaster, and I knew Angela Carter very well in Bath in the 1970s.
Writing for radio involves a kind of three-dimensional storytelling, so that a great number of things can happen at the same time. Radio always leaves that magical and enigmatic margin, that space of the invisible, which must be filled in by the imagination of the listener.
Carol McShane, I was the drama studio manager at the BBC between 1969 to 93.
Bob Giddings, and I'm a radio addict. As well as a teacher, I've been a reviewer of radio in various publications for more years than I care to think about.
Charlotte Crofts, I teach film at the University of West of England, and I've written about Angela Carter's writing for radio, film and television.
Sarah Davis, I'm the producer. I have a long run of Angela Carter's books on my shelves.